nutrition and physical degeneration. A comparison of primitive and modern diets and their effects. By Weston A. Price, Miss DDS. FAGD. Member Research Commission, American Dental Association Member, American Association of Physical Anthropologists Author, Dental Infections, Oral and Systemic, with 134 figures. To that kindred soul. My wife, who has assisted me so greatly on these difficult expeditions, this book is lovingly dedicated. Contents. List of illustrations. Preface. Introduction 1. Why Seek Wisdom from Primitive Races. 2. The Progressive Decline of Modern Civilization. 3. Isolated and Modernized Swiss. 4. Isolated and Modernized Gaelics. 5. Isolated and Modernized Eskimos. 6. Primitive and Modernized North American Indians. 7. Isolated and Modernized Melanesians. 8. Isolated and Modernized Polynesians. 9. Isolated and Modernized African Tribes. 10. Isolated and Modernized Australian Aborigines. 11. Isolated and Modernized Torres Strait Islanders. 12. Isolated and Modernized New Zealand Maori. 13. Ancient Civilizations of Peru. 14. Isolated and Modernized Peruvian Indians. 15. Characteristics of Primitive and Modernized Dietaries. 16. Primitive Control of Dental Caries. 17. 1. Origin of Physical Deformities. 18. Prenatal Nutritional Deformities and Disease Types. 19. Physical, Mental and Moral Deterioration. 20. Soil Depletion and Plant and Animal Deterioration. 21. Practical Applications of Primitive Wisdom. 51st of Illustrations. 1. Lowenchental Valley in Switzerland. 2. Handmill used by natives in Lowenchental Valley. 3. Natives of modern Swiss Valley showing normal design of face and dental arches when adequate nutrition is provided. 4. Natives of Lowenchental Valley showing tooth decay and deformed dental arches typical of those living on modern foods. 5. A typical black house, on the Isle of Lewis. Natives of the Isle of Lewis. 6. Tooth decay in native of Isle of Harris living on modern foods and excellent teeth of natives living on primitive foods. 7. Gaelic children living on native foods. Gaelic children living on modern foods. 8. Variations in growth of oats fertilized with varying quantities of smoke thatch. 9. Primitive Alaskan Eskimos showing excellent facial and dental arch formation. 10. Primitive Alaskan mothers. 11. Alaskan Eskimos showing effect on teeth of modern foods. 12. Defective teeth and dental arches in Eskimo children living on modern foods. 13. Dried eggs of salmon are an important item of nutrition. 14. Facial and dental arch deformity in white boy born in Alaska and living on modern foods. 15. Family of Forest Indians of Northern Canada. 16. Modernized Indian children with tuberculosis. 17. Indian women and girls typical of those living on primitive foods. 18. Indian women typical of those living on modern foods. 19. Deformed facial formation in children of first generation after adoption of modern foods by parents. 20. Primitive Indians of Central Canada, parents developed on native foods, children on modern foods. 21. Typical crippled children found among Indians living on modern foods. 22. Skulls of primitive Indians showing superb dental arches. 23. Skulls of primitive Indians showing excellent bone formation. 24. Seminole Indians, typical of those living on native foods. 25. Dental caries in Seminole Indians living on modern foods. 26. Seminole Indian children showing changes in facial and dental arch form which result from modern foods. 27. Skulls of pre-Columbian Indians of Florida. 28. Melanesians typical of those living under native conditions. 29. Facial bone formation in Melanesians living on native foods. 30. Fiji Council House and Hereditary Fiji Monarch. 31. Tooth decay in natives of Fiji Islands living on imported food. 32. tooth decay and changes in arch formation in first generation after adoption of modern foods. 33. Perfect dental arches of Polynesians living under native conditions. 34. Tahitians showing dental caries due to imported foods. 35. Changes in teeth and in dental arch formation of Polynesians living on modern foods. 36. Samoans typical of excellent facial and dental arch formation when living on native foods. Children with formation typical of those born of undernourished parents. 37. Hawaiian family showing changes in facial form in younger children of same family. 38. Tooth decay and tuberculosis as a result of undernutrition in a Polynesian girl. 39. Members of Maasai tribe illustrating excellent results of diet of meat, milk and blood. 40. Method by which blood is drawn from steer. 41. Facial and dental arch development in African tribes living on native foods. 42. Facial and dental arch development in members of Belgian Congo tribe living on native foods. 43. Pygmies of Belgian Congo. 44. Dental caries in Africans who have adopted modern foods. 45. Changes in facial and dental arch development in children of first generation after adoption by parents of modern foods. 46. Africans showing facial deformities due to diet of modern foods. 47. Africans showing facial deformities in first generation after adoption by parents of modern foods. 48. African children showing a marked depression of middle third of face due to malnutrition of parents. 49. Camel's milk is an important item of nutrition in Asia and Africa. 50. Facial deformities found in boys and girls living in Cairo under modern conditions. 51. African children walking on all fours. 52. Typical Aborigines of Australia. 53. Magnificent dental arches and teeth found in Aborigines. 54. Dental caries in Aborigines living on modern foods. 55. Changes in teeth and arch formation in modernized Aborigines. 56. Disturbance in facial growth in modernized Aborigines. 57. Deformity patterns produced in Aborigines by modern food. 58. Effects of malnutrition in Australian Aborigines living on a reservation. 59. Typical Aborigine mothers with their children. 60. Comparison of skull of typical Aborigine with that of Peking man. 61. Inhabitants of islands north of Australia have splendidly built bodies with fine facial and dental arch form. 62. Comparison of facial and dental arch formation in native and in white children on Thursday Island. 63. Good physical development of natives of Hammond Island. 64. Dental arches in natives on the islands of the Great Barrier Reef. 65. Contrast in facial and dental arch form between primitive and modernized natives. 66. Deformed dental arches in white children on Thursday Island. 67. Tooth decay in white children in Torres Strait Islands. 68. Dental clinic maintained by New Zealand government. 69. The Maori had the reputation of having the finest teeth and bodies of any race in the world. 70. Tooth decay is found in modernized Maori. 71. The whites living in New Zealand have poor teeth. 72. Facial deformities in Maori born after adoption of modern foods. 73. Maori skulls showing fine physical development. 74. Maori demonstrating some of the accessory essentials obtained from the sea. 75. Trifined skulls of ancient peoples of Peru. 76. Trifined skulls with gold plates in position. 77. Pottery jar depicting ancient Peruvian surgery. Bone showing healing of fracture. 78. Skulls of fishermen of Chima culture. 79. Ancient aqueduct of Peru. 80. Descendants of ancient Chimas showing flattening of back of head. 81. Some descendants of the ancient Chimas are still living in a few fishing villages in the north of Peru. 82. Stone fortress built by primitive people of Andean Sierra. 83. Typical skulls of High Sierra Indians. 84. Descendants of the Tahuanocan Indians of Peru. 85. The Quechua Indians living in the High Andes are descendants of the Incas. 86. Indians of the High Andes have magnificent physiques. 87. Indians of the High Andes have superb facial and dental arch development. 88. Introduction of modern foods to Sierra Indians produce trekkage of physiques. 89. Jungle Indians of the Amazon Basin. 90. Facial and dental arch development of the jungle Indians is superb. 91. Excellence of skeletal development of jungle Indians as expressed in faces and dental arches. 92. A marked change in facial form with crowding of teeth occurs in jungle Indians born after adoption of modern foods. 93. Rapid healing of fractured femur in boy suffering from malnutrition after institution of proper nutrition. 94. Improvement accomplished by proper nutrition in boy suffering from inflammatory rheumatism. 95. Effect of different wheat products on rats. 96. Teeth showing permeability of decayed dentin to silver nitrate. 97. Three cases illustrating how nature can close an exposure of pulp due to dental caries. 98. Four Melanesians born on four different islands look like brothers but are not blood relations. 99. Four Polynesian girls living on different islands are not related though they look like sisters. 100. Disturbed heredity, two Peruvian Indian fathers with good physical development and their sons who show defects. 101. Disturbed heredity illustrated by father and son of Wakamba tribe of Central Africa. 102. Disturbed heredity in Quechua Indians. 103. Disturbed heredity in Australian Aborigines. 104. Two Maori sisters, and two white sisters in Peru, showing facial changes that may occur in same generation with change from primitive to modern diet by parents. 105. Six brothers showing facial changes in same generation due to change from primitive to modern foods by parents. 106. Change in facial form in two younger brothers, corresponding to change in diet by parents. 107. Natives from islands north of Australia showing progressive facial change in same family due to change in foods. 108. White girls in New Zealand illustrate progressive lengthening and narrowing of face and hips. 109. New Zealand Maori illustrating progressive change in facial form of two younger boys. 110. New Zealand Maori illustrating marked undersize and deformity of feet in second child in family. 111. Modernized Peruvian Indian boy showing disturbed development of face and foot. 112. Modernized coastal Indian of Ecuador showing serious physical deformities. 113. Eskimo children ill in tuberculosis ward of the government hospital at Juna. 114. Patients in the Maori hospital in New Zealand showing marked facial underdevelopment. 115. Girls in tuberculosis ward of New Zealand hospital for Maori show marked facial and dental arch disturbances. 116. Native Hawaiian children with tuberculosis, showing marked disturbances of facial form and dental arch development. 117. Deformities of pig due to lack of vitamin A in mother's diet. 118. Deformities due to lack of adequate vitamin A in mother's diet. 119. Many young of modern domestic animals are born with deformities. 120. Puppies born with physical defects due to deficiency of vitamin A in father. 121. Typical deformities in domestic animals. 122. Criminals. Were there unsocial traits related to incomplete brain organization associated with prenatal injury. 123. Marked lack of normal facial development in notorious young criminals. 124. Typical mongoloid defective. 125. Physical changes in mongoloid type due to movement of maxillary bones to stimulate pituitary gland in base of brain. 126. X-ray pictures showing position of teeth before and during operation to move maxillary bones. 127. Twin boys with same deformity of dental arch. 128. Boys typical of group in special school for backward children. 129. Fiji woman who has gone long distance to gather special food needed for production of healthy children 130. African woman who has come down the mountains to gather special plants of which the ashes prevent goiter 131. X-rays of teeth of three children in one family show progressive injury in younger children 132. X-rays illustrating progressive injury in two younger children in family 133. X-rays comparing deformities of facial form in child born after long labor with better facial form in sister born after short labor 134. Girl showing relationship between lack of pelvic development and deformity of face. Maps. I. Canada A. South Sea Islands E. I. Africa IV. Australia V. New Zealand VI. Peru. Preface. The gracious reception given to my several reports of field studies among primitive racial groups and the many requests for copies of those brief reports and for further data, together with the need for providing interpretations and applications of the data, have induced me to consolidate my investigations. There have also been many requests from my patients and from members of the medical and dental professions for concise statements as to what I have found that would be useful as preventive procedures. In addition, I have been conscious of an opportunity for helpfulness to the members of the various primitive races that I have studied and who are so rapidly declining in health and numbers at their point of contact with our modern civilization. Since they have so much accumulated wisdom that is passing with them, it has seemed important that the elements in the modern contacts that are so destructive to them should be discovered and removed. There has been a deep sense of obligation to the officials of many countries for the great kindness and assistance that they have so cheerfully given by providing the opportunity for these investigations. The list of these individuals is much too long to mention them all by name. One of the joys of my work has been the privilege of knowing the magnificent characters that are at the outposts earnestly striving to better the welfare of the natives whom they are ministering to, but who are distraught with the recognition that under the modernization program the natives decline in health and become afflicted by our modern types of degenerative diseases. It would be fortunate if each of these field workers could be provided with a copy of this report which they have helped to make possible. In order to make this information available to as wide a group as possible, I have avoided technical language and will ask the indulgence of professional readers. There are some individuals whose assistance I must acknowledge specifically: Reverend Father John Segin and Dr. Alfred Gizzi of Switzerland, Mrs. Lulu Heron and Dr. J. Romig of Alaska, the Indian Department at Ottawa, the Department of Indian Affairs at Washington, D.C. The officials of the 8 archipelagos studied in the Pacific, Colonel J. L. Saunders of New Zealand, the Minister of Health, New Zealand, Dr. W. Stuart Zeal of Sydney, Australia, Sir Herbert Jepp of Melbourne, Australia, Dr. William M. Hughes, Minister of Health, Canberra, Dr. Comiston, Director General of Health, Australian Commonwealth, Canberra, Dr. Ray Pale Silento of Queensland, Australia, Mr. E. W. Serenilis, Thursday Island, the Department of Health of Kenya, Africa, the Department of Health for Belgian Congo, Brussels, the Department of National Parks, Belgian Congo, Minister of the Interior, Peru, Dr. Albert Giesek and Esther Giesek of Peru, the Directors of Museums in Sydney and Canberra, Australia, Auckland, New Zealand, Vancouver, and Toronto, Canada, Washington, New York and Chicago, the United States, Juneau, Alaska, Rome, Italy, and Cairo, Egypt, the publishers of the Ohio State Medical Journal, the Journal of the American Dental Association, the Dental Digest and the Dental Items of Interest, my faithful secretary, Mrs. Ruth McMaster, Professor W. G. Garnett, who so kindly provided the critical reading of the manuscript, and the publishers who furnished constructive suggestions and cooperation. To these and a host of others I am deeply indebted and profoundly grateful. Weston A. Price, 8926 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 1938. Introduction. This text provides a new approach to some problems of modern degeneration. Instead of the customary procedure of analyzing the expressions of degeneration, a search has been made for groups to be used as controls who are largely free from these affections. After spending several years approaching this problem by both clinical and laboratory research methods, I interpreted the accumulating evidence as strongly indicating the absence of some essential factors from our modern program, rather than the presence of injurious factors. This immediately indicated the need for obtaining controls. To accomplish this, it became necessary to locate immune groups which were found readily as isolated remnants of primitive racial stocks in different parts of the world. A critical examination of these groups revealed a high immunity to many of our serious affections so long as they were sufficiently isolated from our modern civilization and living in accordance with the nutritional programs which were directed by the accumulated wisdom of the group. In every instance where individuals of the same racial stocks who had lost this isolation and who had adopted the foods and food habits of our modern civilization were examined, there was an early loss of the high immunity characteristics of the isolated group. These studies have included a chemical analysis of foods of the isolated groups and also of the displacing foods of our modern civilization. These investigations have been made among the following primitive racial stocks, including both isolated and modernized groups: the Swiss of Switzerland, the Gaelics in the Outer and Inner Hebrides, the Eskimos of Alaska, the Indians in the far north, western central Canada, western United States and Florida, the Melanesians and Polynesians on 8 archipelagos of the Southern Pacific, tribes in eastern and central Africa, the Aborigines of Australia, Malay tribes on islands north of Australia, the Maori of New Zealand and the ancient civilizations and their descendants in Peru, both along the coast and in the Sierras, also in the Amazon basin. Where available, the modernized whites in these communities also were studied. There have been many important unexpected developments in these investigations. While a primary quest was to find the cause of tooth decay, which was established quite readily as being controlled directly by nutrition, it rapidly became apparent that a chain of disturbances developed in these various primitive racial stocks, starting even in the first generation after the adoption of the modernized diet, and rapidly increased in severity with expressions quite constantly like the characteristic degenerative processes of our modern civilization of America and Europe. While tooth decay has proved to be almost entirely a matter of the nutrition of the individual at the time and prior to the activity of that disease, a group of affections have expressed themselves in physical form. These have included facial and dental arch changes which, heretofore, have been accounted for as results of admixtures of different racial stocks. My investigations have revealed that these same divergences from normal are reproduced in all these various racial stocks while the blood is still pure. Indeed, these even develop in those children of the family that are born after the parents adopted the modern nutrition. Applying these methods of study to our American families, we find readily that a considerable percentage of our families show this same deterioration in the younger members. The percentage of individuals so affected in our American communities in which I have made studies varies through a wide range, usually between 25% to 75%. A certain percentage of this affected group has not only these evidences of physical injury, but also personality disturbances, the most common of which is a lower than normal mental efficiency and acuteness, chiefly observed as so-called mental backwardness, which includes the group of children in the schools who are unable to keep up with their classmates. Their IQs are generally lower than normal and they readily develop inferiority complexes growing out of their handicap. From this group or parallel with it, a certain percentage develop personality disturbances which have their expression largely in unsocial traits. They include the delinquents who at this time are causing so much trouble and concern because of evidence of increase in their numbers. This latter group has been accounted for largely on the basis of some conditioning experience that developed after the child had reached an impressionable age. My investigations are revealing a physical structural change and therefore, an organic factor which precedes and underlies these conditioning influences of the environment. The fact that a government survey has shown that 66% of the delinquents who have been treated in the best institutions and released as cured, later have developed their unsocial or criminal tendencies, strongly emphasizes the urgent necessity that if a preventive methods are to be applied, these must precede and forestall the primary injuries themselves. While it has been known that certain injuries were directly related to an inadequate nutrition of the mother during the formative period of the child, my investigations are revealing evidence that the problem goes back still further to defects in the germplasms as contributed by the two parents. These injuries, therefore, are related directly to the physical condition of one or of both of these individuals prior to the time that conception took place. A very important phase of my investigations has been the obtaining of information from these various primitive racial groups, indicating that they were conscious that such injuries would occur if the parents were not in excellent physical condition and nourishment. Indeed, in many groups I found that the girls were not allowed to be married until after they had had a period of special feeding. In some tribes, a 6 months period of special nutrition was required before marriage. An examination of their foods has disclosed special nutritional factors which are utilized for this purpose. The scope of this work, accordingly, becomes of direct interest in many fields, including the various branches of the healing arts, particularly medicine and dentistry, and the social organizations that are concerned with betterment of the racial stock. Similarly, the educational groups are concerned directly since, if we are to stem the tide by passing new information on to the parents of the new generation, it must be done prior to the time the emergency shall arise. This involves a system of education directed particularly to the high school age pupils. The data that are being presented in the following chapters suggest the need for reorientation in many problems of our modern social organization. The forces involved in heredity have in general been deemed to be so powerful as to be able to resist all impacts and changes in the environment. These data will indicate that much that we have interpreted as being due to heredity is really the result of intercepted heredity. While great emphasis has been placed on the influence of the environment on the character of the individual, the body pattern has generally been supposed to require a great number of impacts of a similar nature to alter the design. The brain has been assumed to be similarly well organized in most individuals, except that incidents in the life of the individual, such as disappointments, fright, etc., are largely responsible for disturbed behavior. Normal brain functioning has not been thought of as being as biologic as digestion. The data provided in the succeeding chapters indicate that associated with disturbances in the development of the bones of the head, disturbances may at the same time occur in the development of the brain. Such structural defects usually are not hereditary factors, even though they appear in other members of the family or parents. They are products of the environment rather than hereditary units transmitted from the ancestry. In the light of these data, important new emphasis is placed on the quality of the germ cells of the two parents as well as on the environment provided by the mother. The new evidence indicates that the paternal contribution may be an injured product and that the responsibility for defective germ cells may have to be about equally divided between the father and mother. The blending of races has been blamed for much of the distortion and defects in body form in our modern generation. It will be seen that these face changes occur in all the pure blood races studied and even the first generation, after the nutrition of the parents has been changed. The origin of personality and character appear in the light of the newer data to be biologic products and to a much less degree than usually considered pure hereditary traits. Since these various factors are biologic, being directly related to both the nutrition of the parents and to the nutritional environment of the individuals in the formative and growth period, any common contributing factor such as food deficiencies due to soil depletion will be seen to produce degeneration of the masses of people due to a common cause. Mass behavior, therefore, in this new light becomes the result of natural forces. the expression of which may not be modified by propaganda but will require correction at the source. Nature has been at this process of building human cultures through many millenniums, and our culture has not only its own experience to draw from but that of parallel races living today as well as those who lived in the past. This work, accordingly, includes data that have been obtained from several of nature's other biologic experiments to throw light on the problems of our modern white civilization. In presenting the evidence, I am utilizing photographs very liberally. A good illustration is said to be equivalent to 1,000 words of text. This is in keeping too with the recent trend in journalism. The pictures are much more convincing than words can be, and since the text challenges many of the current theories, the most conclusive evidence available is essential. Owing to the many requests received for slides or the loan of my negatives, provision is being made for supplying a limited number of slides of the illustrations in either black and white or in color. Slides of other subjects are available.